Developing world farmers have long complained that American farmers have an unfair advantage in world trade because of generous subsidies from the U.S. government. So they may have welcomed the election night victory speech from John Boehner, the presumed Speaker of the House in the incoming Congress.
I'm here to tell you tonight that our new majority will prepare to do things differently, to take a new approach that hasn't been tried in Washington before by either party. It starts with cutting spending instead of increasing it.
The easiest place for them to start looking is farm subsidies.
David DeGennaro is a policy analyst with the Environmental Working Group. He says the most objectionable of the farm subsidies is the roughly $5 billion a year that U.S. farmers receive in so-called direct payments. They get that money whether they are herding or prospering.
We absolutely agree that farmers need a safety net to help them weather the vagaries of farming, the ups and downs that come every year. But what we have now looks nothing like a safety net. It's pretty much a guaranteed income.
And with crop prices running high this year, many would argue that farmers don't really need the guaranteed income. Meanwhile, the country is $13 trillion in debt. That's why even the nation's largest farm groups expect those direct payments to come under greater scrutiny.
It is very hard to justify making these payments during good years.
Roger Johnson is president of the National Farmers Union.
That's why we would argue that you should have programs to help when times are tough for those farmers and spend these scarce resources just where they are really needed.
Johnson says it makes more sense to help farmers in bad years, for example, when prices are low. But depending on what form that help takes, the World Trade Organization may disagree, says David Orden with the International Food Policy Research Institute.
Reducing the direct payments and redirecting the money to other kinds of farm support could actually be detrimental to the world trading system and detrimental to the interests of farmers in other countries because they would be more trade distorting.
Orden says the WTO doesn't object to direct payments as much because that program doesn't single out any particular crop. By contrast, the U.S. government pays cotton farmers, for example, when world cotton prices drop below a certain level. That means American farmers are more likely to keep growing cotton, keeping supplies high and world prices low. That's not fair to farmers in other countries, says the WTO. The U.S. recently lost a trade dispute on this matter and is paying damages to Brazil. So by that measure, Orden says, paying farmers all the time isn't as bad for world trade. He admits it doesn't look good politically to be paying farmers when prices are high, but he is skeptical that the policy will change.
The history of us cutting support for farmers in the U.S. under Democratic or Republican Congresses is not very strong, and so I don't think we could take the new Congress as an indication that there will clearly be cuts in farm program spending.
He notes that in 1994, the last time Republicans swept into Congress on a platform of cutting spending, farm subsidies actually went up. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.